Amen.
So good to be back. Nothing beats home. Amen. Again, why don't we just lift our hands as the Lord is here in this place. Why don't we just lift your voice all over this place right now? Come on, just make room for him for a moment. Have your way, Lord. Help us be sensitive to your leading, Father. If there's a time that we need you, it's now, Father. Your word says, Lord, lift up your eyes when you see your design, because redemption draweth nigh. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to talk to you about something that is very dear to me and the Lord has been dealing with me about recently. You know, I think, you know, there are some terms that we use in our old-time ancient Christianity that we don't ever use. Like last week, Brother Charles did an excellent job, amen, teaching about convictions. Excellent. You know, we need to talk about convictions. And today I want to talk about something that I think many of us have lost. You know, it's called being sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, like, I don't know about you, but listen, when you think of the word sensitivity, all things come to your mind, you know. Sensitivity can mean a negative thing. When someone says, oh, you are very sensitive, eh? Or perhaps we don't even use the term sensitive anymore because we treat God as a religion. Because if you are sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, you are attuned to His mind, attuned to Him, because He no longer becomes a religion, but He becomes a divine being that wants to have a relationship with you. Amen. It's not just about clocking time. It's about being sensitive, especially in the last days that we are living in. You know, I don't know about you, but have you read the newspaper lately? Or let's talk about it. Have you seen the news lately? You know, like, what's going on? I mean, we are at the brink of war. Amen. I mean, Israel is attacking Iran, and who knows what's going to happen next week. Folks, you see, the crazy weather. Amen. They told me Korea was cold. When I went there with my jacket, it was hot. Amen. Weird weather. Dubai, I've never seen anything like that. Rain, crazy weather. Airports, crazy. Folks, earthquakes. All these things, rumors of war. You know what? This is a sign. Amen. When you see all these things, lift up your eyes for your redemption draweth nigh. Folks, this is not a time for us to just cruise along. This is a time for the church to be sensitive. And you know, like old things, when you see all these signs, everybody got a lot of conspiracy theory. Oh, you go TikTok, oh, there's war going on now. And then they start to talk all kinds of conspiracy theory. Oh, Trump, all this. Folks, I don't need to listen to those things. I need to listen to the voice of the Spirit in these last days. We need to be attuned today, amen, to the heartbeat, the mind, and the timing of God. You know, this whole thing about being sensitive to the Holy Spirit will even talk about things like do I choose the right daughter? Do I choose the right school? These things matters. Yeah. And we better get attuned. There are some things when people ask me, hey, Pastor, do you think it's the right choice? Even though it's the right motive, even though it's the right thing to do, but wrong timing is still off God's timing, God's will. That's why I say again, Pastor, don't come to me. You know, I've asked people come here, ask me, oh, do you think I should get married or stuff? Folks, it's not what I think. It's what the Lord thinks. Do I think that I should get, I should be your second voice, not the first voice. Are you all with me? Now, what does God think about this? Amen. What does God think about it? Yeah, sometimes it looks horrible. Yeah, sometimes God wants us to go to pain. Because pain sensitizes us. Hello, amen. Everybody say praise. You know what? Amazing. The Spirit led Jesus, right, to temptation. Oh, we thought that's not God. That's not God. Oh, any bad things that I see, that's not God. No, not true. Sometimes He will lead us to the valley of shadow of death. And therefore, I say again, today's topic is so crucial. Because if you are a sheep, you will hear His voice.
Amen. Everybody say, praise God. You know, sometimes I hear people, they talk to God, you know, they say, oh, I did this. It's not about works. What does God think? You mean he speaks? Yeah, don't you know he speaks? He's been speaking for the thousands of years, but people are not listening. Today, my whole agenda is that I need you all to take time to know what the Word of God talks about, sensitivity. Amen. Being sensitive to the leading. I say leading of the Holy Spirit because he's always leading. But here's the problem. We lead him. Oh, we just want to do our lives, and then you know what? When I mess up, God bail me out. That kind of life is not productive. That kind of life is a wasting of time, resources. But you can start off with a brand new day by saying that, Lord, lead us. That's why we pray every day, God, you know what? It's more than just intellectualism. You know all things. You know whether the job is going to be there forever. You know all things. I don't. Sometimes he will detour you. Sometimes he will lead you to paths that you don't want to take. But it's for a reason. Because God has a purpose. Everybody say, praise the Lord. So let's begin today, you know, thinking about it. You know, let me help you understand. We talk about to know Christ and to let him know. That's our theme, right? And again, to know Christ is to build on the right foundation. Some people don't even have a foundation. Some people are what I call the buffet spread Christian. They only choose the right things to suit their life. They don't see the whole entire package. Amen. But God wants you to walk through because God knows how to deal with us individually and collectively. Amen. And it's so important to build on this right foundation, the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Crucial. Because why? The Bible tells us everything that can be shaken will be shaken in these last days. Are you with me here? Come on, wave your hand at me. Amen. Everything will be shaken. That's why we cannot build our foundation on our careers. We cannot build our foundation in our relationship because relationship will fail. Foundations of careers will fail. We cannot build our foundation of money. We cannot build any kind of foundations, you know. We need to build a foundation on Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. Amen. And then most importantly, we cannot build our foundation. This is why we are going through the mental wellness series. We cannot build our foundations by our feelings. Amen. If I were to feel today, I may not coming to church today. Amen. You know, I'll be preaching one day. There's a difference between motivation and being inspired. So many of us always want us to motivate. But the Holy Spirit is life. It's Zoe. It's life. It inspires us. It's whole different than motivation. I mean, God fills you with the Spirit. It draws you every day. If you are sensitive to the leading of the Spirit, it will draw you. Amen. But too many churches are motivating people to serve God. We don't need motivation. We need inspiration. We need God's breath in us. Are you with me here today? Amen. And therefore, you know, when people focus on their wants, their feelings, they become very self-centered. Amen. They become very selective about stuff. And there's a topic that I recommend, you know, the mental wellness series about how this generation has become very narcissistic. They watch their own interests rather than God's interests. And if you become sensitive to your own interests, you will not be sensitive to God. Amen. Are y'all with me here today? Wave your hand. Amen. How you feel? Feelings are not based on reality, spiritual reality. Let me say that again. Here's another thing that God spoke to me. Proximity doesn't equal intimacy. Oh, Lord. Just because Christ is in you, the hope of glory, doesn't mean you have an intimate relationship with God. I mean, how many of you know that you heard stories about husbands and wives living separately? They're staying in the same house, but they don't have intimacy. Amen. That's not God's will. And God is telling me today that there are things that we have placed in our lives. You know, our house is really like a house. You know, the temple of the Holy Spirit, there are different compartments. And sometimes God don't have total access over our lives. And that's why you're wondering why God never speaks to me. Because you haven't given him access. Why will he speak to you? Because the first thing is you won't listen. Amen.
And just because, and I'm not saying that God won't forgive us. I'm not saying that God doesn't want to speak. You draw the lines with God. Amen. Are you all with me? You see, again, I hope you understand what Brother Charles is saying, you know, that as we live our lives holy before the Lord, it attunes us to the leading and the voice of the Spirit. Convictions are really this. It helps me be attuned to the person that I love. Amen. That's why we talk about convictions. Convictions protects your relationship. I have a conviction that if I were to drive, you know, I'd be careful that I'll have an opposite gender sitting in the car. That's my conviction. You know why? Because. Everybody say because. It affects my wife. Because I love her. If I want to bring someone who's the opposite gender, I will call her, hello, who are? Can I bring this person back? Before I volunteer. Because my relationships with her is more important than the girl. Are y'all with me here? Wave your hand at me. Am I cuckoo or what? Come on. That's why I keep those boundaries in my life. Why? I want to protect my relationship with God. Amen. There are some things that, remember this. This is not just about religion. It's about protecting my relationship with God. Are y'all with me here today? Wave your hand if you love me, praise God. And again, you know, like what I say, to be spiritually sensitive is to attune our hearts and minds and spirit to the presence and the voice of God. Amen. This sensitivity is developed through our spiritual disciplines. Each of these activities like prayer, worship, praise. That's why we have all these activities going on before the preaching of God's word to get you attuned. Amen. You know, like the story of the woman with the issue of blood. There was throngs of people in front of Jesus. And there was so much distraction, but the woman pressed herself in to touch the hem of the garment. That's what praise and worship do. Because when you come here, your mind's all distracted. You know, maybe you're thinking about, oh, yeah, this problem, that problem. Alama, this problem. Alama, what to eat? That's also another problem. Today, Henderson, they had to go and eat leh. The closest is what's that? Hans. Some of you are already thinking after this what to do. You're distracted. So then after that, when we sing that song about when I get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing this will be, that will be. And then you start to attune that, hey man, life is more than eating. The Spirit of God is here. The Spirit is here. And then you direct your attention. And you attune yourself to the Spirit of God. Yeah. Amen. And whether you like it or not, sometimes you just say, flesh, there's more to makan. Your stomach growling, there's more to makan than just eating. That I need to makan the Word of God. I need God to speak to me, to lead me. Are you all with me? Amen. And praise God. You know, I 1 week already don't have the church already. I'm a little bit uncomfortable already. Amen. The first thing I go Korea, I'll be honest with you, don't go to Olive Young. Those of you who don't go Korea, you know what Olive Young is. Don't go there. I was looking, is there an apostolic church? I was looking online, so apostolic church, there was none, and my heart was grieved. Amen. So you know what? I pray. You know the night market, the food, all overrated one. I pray, God, let there be an apostolic church here. Amen. Because people need the presence of Jesus. Amen. Come on, everybody say praise God. You need to be attuned with the Spirit. Amen. As we grow in spiritual sensitivity, we find that our ability to hear God's voice becomes clearer and clearer. Amen. Are you sensitive? You know, like the question is, are you sensitive to the leading of God's Spirit? You know, when sometimes when people tell us, you know, especially in the world that we live in, we say, oh, I heard from God. Everybody says, oh, xiao liao. But that should be the way as Christians that God will lead you. He will guide you. Amen. He will warn you. He will lead you in prayer. He will lead you. You know, sometimes we pray God, we lead God in our prayer. Where else? It's through prayer time that God leads us. Yeah. Amen. You see, it's religion is all about, I think what's right, lah. I think, lah. Like what I say, there are so many people that are messed up in the religious world. I say, oh, they are good people, ma. I wish that was the case, that good people get saved. But the Bible says, all have fallen short of the glory of God. It's not about who is good or bad. Even Jesus said this, don't call me good. Jesus himself, sinless lamb, don't call me good. So it's not about good or bad. It's about, are we in total tune with God's Spirit and His Word? Amen. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Come on, are you all with me? Say, everybody say, praise the Lord. You know, if you are in tune with God's voice, you'll be like this, you know, in a large crowd. And if I can hear AV scream, I know that's my child. Yesterday, we were looking for a bunch of school and we were in another room and I hear AV. That's AV. That's AV's voice. You know, there's something about you being attuned that you can sense God's presence. You can sense God's leading. That you can sense what is uncomfortable and where the peace of God has just left you. That, hey, man, there's no liberty. Be careful. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If there's no liberty and you feel forced to make a decision, be careful. Because it's not that the Spirit want to, it's that I am bopien. Amen. Come on, everybody say, praise the Lord. You see, again, when we develop our sensitivity, you know, again, that is something that we all got to individually do. We all got to develop our sensitivity to the Lord. Amen. Everybody say, the more we cultivate this spiritual sensitivity, wow, I tell you this, we will not get ourselves into a lot of mess. Amen. Everybody say, praise God. Amen. Come on, everybody say, praise God. This sensitivity to God's presence and voice is not passive. Oh, God, speak. God never speak, man. First of all, are you in the right place in your head? No. Sometimes, you know, it's like there's frequency going around here in this place. But you can't see it, like the Spirit. Let me tell you the wireless mic. No wire, how come can it go? There's a frequency going on. There must be a transmitter and a receiver. And make sure that the transmitter and receiver are on the same wavelength. You have UHF, you have FM, you have AM, all different frequencies. The spectrum of frequency is so wide. And the higher it goes, if I'm not mistaken, the further it can travel. Amen. You got stereo, FM, better. AM, not very good. Mono. You all know that, right? Amen. Mono, I want the stereo. Stereo doesn't mean two-side got sound. By the way, some of us got the idea stereo, two-side got sound. No, there's a special sweet spot in the middle. Amen. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Likewise, you know, you can go through life without attuning yourself to the Spirit of God. You can go through life thinking that, you know what, as long as I'm a good Christian. No. It's about this. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Romans. Has God led you recently? Or we autopilot, we think that, this is good. Has God spoken? Because I tell you something, I'm in love with my wife, I'm in love with my daughter, my children, I try to talk to them every day. Hello? Amen. Until so much that sometimes my children never respond. Hello? 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 4 hours later, 3 days later, yes. Amen. You know what? Because God is wanting to communicate with you and God wants to lead us and guide us. God wants to help us. Amen. God wants us to live a productive life. Are you with me here today? God wants you to bear fruit. Amen. Come on, everybody say praise the Lord. His purpose for you are thoughts of not evil, but a hope and a future. He wants to warn you about the coming things that is coming. Oh, don't take this detour. You know what? Sometimes I stop the car. I say, Father, thank you. Thank you for all the unseen accident that I may cause myself into. Have you ever thought about that? Driving not easy, very stressed for me. Maybe I'm a new driver. I like want to overtake. Ayo, I need to hear. Don't know whether can or can I. Oh, big car got advantage. Just squeeze in. You know, but people are not very, 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 very courteous. Amen. You know, so again, we need to be led by the Spirit, especially about making decisions, right? Sound decisions about investment. Really? What are we going to do with that money? Could it be that God bless you? Let me tell you something. I always believe this. When God bless you with your finances, right? For one reason, to help the kingdom. I didn't say church, to help the kingdom. But if you don't release it, there are two things that will happen. That you become full of yourself. Or, everybody say, or, he will take it somehow. Amen. Everybody say, praise God. So again, when we talk about sensitivity to God, don't misunderstand that you are a sensitive person. Two different things. When you are sensitive to yourself, it means this, that I am just like, anytime I can explode. You know what? How many of you people know what I'm talking about? There are people that are just sensitive. You say one thing, they go trigger. That's not what I'm talking about. Like, those people are sensitive to their own needs. So that is a dangerous place to be. Because it's caused by trauma that was never healed. Amen. There's another series that I've seen already, which I say that you must watch. It's called Rejection. Mental wellness. That was so powerful. I was delivered just teaching and listening to rejection, because all this while I was trying to fill my life with stuff because I felt rejected. And again, sometimes, right, our parents didn't reject us outright, but the fact of neglect is rejection. Amen. They were never there with us, and we are struggling to fill this emptiness with stuff. Amen. And relationships as well. Amen. That we can, you know what I realize about me as a parent? I'll tell you what, because whatever that I'm trying, sometimes I'm trying to relieve my inner life within my child. I say, oh, I cannot let my children do this again. Oh, I cannot. But sometimes you go overboard. We want to protect them, but sometimes God says, hey, I'm in charge and not you. Amen. Are you all with me here today? I say pain can be a good thing. Come on, wave your hand at me. Amen. I say pain helps me develop resilience. Pain helped me develop ownership of my own spirituality. I was talking to somebody this week, and this person has left church and it was struggling. I said, oh, you know what? At the end of the day, the church is not feeding me. I said, but you got to take ownership, ma. I mean, let me ask you this question. Just because your parents never feed you, don't you say, oh, I sit down there, don't eat. No, what? You go outside, get a job. Come on, amen. You know, every time when you ask God to provide for me, God never gives you the cash sometimes on that. God reminds you that you got hands, you got legs, your brain. Use it for my kingdom. Are you all with me? Yeah. I mean, sometimes, okay, supernaturally you provide, but that's a rare cases. God say, I scratch my head. Because I give you a brain, I give you two hands, I give you two legs, and you should move and work. It's called work. What is the will of God? The Bible says, if you don't work, you are worse than an unbeliever. Amen. Are y'all with me here today? Wave your hand. Come on. I say again, we got to put things in the right perspective. Some people are Christians. I call them Christians. If I can, there's such a thing as superstition. Superstition there. That means they are just, everything, devil, hey, devil, hey, devil, 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 everything devil. Devil so strong. Oh, I fall down. Oh, the devil make you fall down. No lah, you just trip, ma. Come on, you know, everything blame devil. And devil also happy. Hey, give me the glory. Give me the glory. Until you go scared. When you say those things, it will come to pass. Like. Amen. You know what? I should, the devil shouldn't go down there, boo. Then you go, I should be the one that say, boo. Because light dissolves darkness. Are y'all with me here today? You know, with that in mind, the devil is always constantly wanting to rob your authority. Amen. He wants to deceive you. And the way that he deceives you sometimes is through our feelings. The Bible says that 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says this, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Because when I allow my feelings to lead me, soundness go out the window. Can I share something with you? On my way back to Korea, T-Way, then there was turbulence. How many of you ever felt turbulence before? You like turbulence? I don't like turbulence at all. It goes, then after that, my mind go crazy. Oh, is it now, Lord? Is it now, Lord? Xiao liao, I was going to die already. My will is not in together. Leh. You know, then my mind go all crazy. Leh. Then after that, then I look at my wife sleeping. My goodness. Could it be? Hear me now. We worry over things that God never intended us to worry when we don't cast our cares upon Him. You know, come on, amen. Come on. You know, then I'm reminded when we sung, when we all get to heaven. I see you all dancing and praising God. That's beautiful. But let me tell you, right, the ancient Christian, they go worship in the place. Some of you have gone to Jerusalem. You know this. They go to the catacombs. Nothing. You know what the catacombs look like, right? Small dungeons, small, inside the hall. But they got echo, they got natural reverb. Inside there, they sing, when we all, maybe in Hebrew, I don't know, get to heaven, what the day of rejoicing that would be. Do you rejoice? And sometimes I also ask God, I've been talking to God real frankly recently. I say, Lord, why, you know, sometimes you take away people's spouse. Why? Very cruel, right? I say, no, I'm testing them whether they love me more or love their spouse more. Wow, I got shocked. We pray for healing sometimes. And then God asks, you love your health more or you love me? Because sometimes we love our health, we love our life more than we love God. We say, oh, I love you, Jesus, I love you. Then take away. I'm not saying that you won't be disappointed. I'm not saying that you won't be devastated. But you come to a place where you still can lift up holy hands and say, God, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But at the end of the day, if I'm here, I still got a job to do. I still got to remain sensitive to the Lord and Lord's leading because I've got work to do. Amen. Everybody say praise God. Please, please. You know, sometimes God will just let us know. You know, if you pray, you know, and those things don't are not answered. So God's asking you this question. So you're going to get an attitude towards that, lah. Or you're going to trust me. Amen. Because sometimes we serve God out of a condition. Hear me now. Until God uncover it, when the prayers are not answered, see what happens. What truly comes out. Do you doubt Him? Amen. I heard a story, you know. Sorry, but lately I've been trying to develop my walk with God. I saw a story about Tekamarian. You know, he has a firstborn son. I think a son by the name of Moses. When the soldiers came, he said, denounce your faith, otherwise I'll throw your son out the window. He said, no, I can't. He served me well. And they threw out the baby and the baby died. We don't like to hear those stories. We all want, in this Christian world, we are taught that if you are of God, you'll be blessed and stuff. No. Hear me now. We are guaranteed hope the next life. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Please hear me now. I'm not trying to say, hear me. Everybody say, praise God. I want God's blessing to be upon you. But God knows exactly what we need to take us deeper into Him, to make us more sensitive to the leading of God's Spirit. Amen. It's God's votes on you. Again, let me say this again. This world that we live in is only temporal. Amen. I think it was Napoleon, you know, he says that, you know, when I die, I want you to lay all the gold on the street. And when I die, I want you to my hand sticking out. He said, why? Because I want them to know that when I die, I cannot take the gold into the next life. and all the work that I have is useless. So he put his hands out like that, you know. And sometimes, right, God's got to shake the boat a little bit. Say, so which foundation are you building? You want me to test you? Which foundation? And then there are times where I have to go to God. I'm sorry, Lord. I make an idol of the blessings that you have given to me. I'm more concerned about what they will think than you, what you will think. And that's why people stop listening from the voice of the Spirit. They start listening to false prophets, false teachers that sit on the platform and preach the prosperity gospel. Be careful. Amen. I mean, do you think that I want you all to be blessed? Of course I want you to be blessed, but blessings not at the expense of your character building, not at the expense of your relationship with God. True prophets point you back to Jesus Christ. Are you all with me? Come on, wave your hand at me. Everybody say praise the Lord. Come on, everybody say praise the Lord. Amen. And also another thing that we have to be very careful, and I'm saying this out of respect at anything at all. Some people are sensitive to needs. Great. Because maybe they are lifetime. They don't have all these things. But then when you become sensitive, I'm going to say something that I hope that you understand and don't take me wrong. Everybody say amen. God never intended the church to be a charity. Amen. Even though we help the poor. It's just like this. Listen very carefully. Just because my wife prepare a meal doesn't mean my house become a restaurant. Are y'all with me here? Because there's a lot of teaching that is involved. He said, go, make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. I've seen churches go into this whole idea of just community work until they lost their sense of identity. Like things like Salvation Army, the truth that they once hold. Now it became just a social entity, a welfare organization. And I'm not against helping people. Come on, everybody say praise the Lord. Wave your hand at me. But you got to be careful. This is the last days. I need to be led by the Spirit. Amen. And again, I'm not saying that we shouldn't help. Come on, everybody say praise God. But that cannot be our main focus. Are you with me? Come on, are you all with me? Because the Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The Bible says go teach. The Bible says that He has given us a fivefold ministry to equip the saints to do ministry. And ministry include ministry of the word. Helping people make right choices. Amen. Helping people get into the other side. Amen. Everybody say praise the Lord. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? Wave your hand and say, praise God. Yes, I want to help people. But the most important thing, I want to help them get a relationship with God because God's going to take care of them. Amen. 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 Sometimes we're so focused on the physical that we fail to see the spiritual. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. Amen. That's why it's so difficult. That's why if we are not careful, we can pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, well done. You know, folks, you know, I like to deal with the Spirit first because when the Spirit is right, amen, everything will fall into place. And we got to be careful that God is speaking today and whose voice are you listening? Are you listening to the voice of concern? Are you listening to the voice of your banker? Are you listening to the voice of all these voices? And I realize I really, 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 really got to know myself. Amen. Because I, as a person, come on, wave your hand at me, have insecurities. I got to be in touch with my insecurities first. Amen. Because you know what? My insecurity will cause me no soundness of voice. I can do too much or too little. I want to find the right balance. I've seen parents, I was that way. You know, go to extreme. Because they weren't given the nurture, the care. That they make their children out of in their quest. They make their children idols. Amen. I know. Hear me now. Because I have a grand baby. Wow, I want to beat her very pain. I go into that corner. I was texting Abby. Wow, it's a horrible place to be. I say, why? Why, Dad? Why? I just disciplined Abby. And she give me that look like, you know that look, that face, like I want to see like that. How can you? How can you beat me? How can you? With the tears. I mean, then my wife said, hey, discipline. Eh? I said, no. I cannot stand her face. You do it. Then Abby also. You know, she said, Dad, discipline. Hey, what do you discipline? No, I don't want to be the bad person. You know, that sometimes, right, we overcompensate. Are you with me today? Trauma always make you overcompensate. Hear me now. Trauma. Hear me now. Everybody say, and can I share something with you? All parents, all grandparents, our children are our blind spots. I say it. Because Father's Day, I give you a message, very good one. I already prepared already. I'll tell you why. Because all Father wants the best, even though we cannot communicate with our children. We will die for them. Amen. You hear the Father's Day message, huh? I don't want to give you all a prelude. Amen. Everybody say, praise God. Are you all with me? Amen. That's why, again, you got to be careful. You got to know yourself. Amen. Because something that was never done for you, we can do overboard. Until we become their best friend, when God never intended for us to be their best friend, God intended for us to be their parents. That's why you need God in disciple making. Because I don't know what's best for my... I don't control the atmosphere. Only God can control the atmosphere to make them the place that they need to be. But sometimes we want to interfere with God, so you got to be very careful. Are y'all with me? Amen. Come on, everybody say, praise the Lord. Come on, I will say this, that I will do everything that I can to help my children. But sometimes we can overhelp. That's why we need the Spirit of God. Are you all with me? So let me give you a reason. So why is it so important to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit? Number one, guidance and direction. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. The Holy Spirit is often referred as the counselor or helper. He guides believers into all truth, helping to discern God's will in every situation. Being sensitive to the Holy Spirit means being open to His guidance and leading even when it might contradict your personal, let me say that again, it might contradict your personal desire or society norms. Amen. This leading is essential for making wise decisions, navigating life challenges. Amen. You see, I believe that if we are more led by the Spirit of God, we will have less issues. Come on, everybody say, praise the Lord. I am so thankful that I have a relationship with my children, that they will come and talk to me about their decisions. That is wise. Yeah. Amen. And sometimes I say, I don't know, sounds good, but let me go take it to prayer. Some of you heard me when you call me, say, Pastor, should I do this, should I do that? I'll say this, give me some time to pray. Because my desire wants you all to be blessed, ma. But I cannot foresee what's going on in the future. So I say, God, I'm making myself available. Lead me, guide me. If I don't feel, I've said to some of the people, say that I don't feel peace about this. Please don't change my mind. When the first impression, when I pray, you ask for guidance or you just informing me. Some people just informing you, but they just want to say, amen. Okay, Pastor, I ask you. No, you're not asking me. You are informing me. That's the difference, because I can change the timing of it and then you won't get, wow, some people give me attitudes, yeah. How? I say, why you fight with me? I'm just a postman. Talk to God, lah. Don't fight with the messenger. Talk to God. But my first impression, I cannot, you want me to lie? I lie, I die. Sounds rhymes also. Come on, everybody say, praise the Lord. I mean, I can't. You know, again, sometimes people, when they make decisions, they deviate completely from God's purpose and vision due to fleshy thinking. Sometimes we are led by the flesh, but ignoring claim that we are led by the Spirit. Oh, I give the God the glory. Come and testify, God's been good to me. Huh? God's been good to me. He's given me a third wife. Unless a two wife dies. I was like, huh? I mean, I'm crazy. Yeah, I'm hearing preachers on the U.S. On the media saying this. Praise God, my ex-wife was telling me. I was like, huh? Who ex? When someone say that, I turn off. I mean, if you are men of God, you know. Amen. Everybody say, praise God. You know, I don't doubt, okay, some of us have to go through problems, but as a man of God, especially a man of God, you're supposed to be an example. Are y'all with me? Come on, everybody say, praise God. Wave your hand at me. Amen. Okay, then number two, spiritual growth and sanctification. Sensitivity to the Holy Spirit is crucial for personal spiritual growth and sanctification. The Spirit actively works within us to mold our character to reflect that of Christ. This includes convicting us of our sin, which is a vital part of spiritual development, as Jesus described in John chapter 16, verse 8. And when He comes, He will convict the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment. This conviction is essential. Hear me now. As it prompts believers to repent and seek God for forgiveness, leading into a deeper and spiritual maturity. Convictions are so important in church. It makes you feel uncomfortable. It makes you feel, I'm going to be preaching about something that the Lord's been dealing with me about, and I've talked to Sister Jenny about. I asked Sister Jenny, she's watching me online, say, you have taught me why the altar call is very important. I asked her to write it down for me. I have my own personal convictions about it. Because altar calls are so powerful because you take you out of the crowd mentality into a personal mentality. When, you know what? I'll be honest with you. Huh? I was like you sitting on the chair before. Wherever I sit, right, tells me where I'm at with God. And let me give you an example. Huh? Everybody say praise God. Please, I don't label hot, lukewarm. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just helping you understand that people are people. Understand? You see all the fans, right, for, you know, Taylor Swift or whatever, la, or Bruno Mars, right? All the biggest fans sit in front one. Eh. Like they're like Xiao Lang like that. Eh. Then when they go like that, ah, I wish I had the church like that. Eh. Praise God, the word of God says, we have revival, hallelujah. Where you position yourself, that's why I purposely put myself, you know, coming down the aisle because it's an act of faith. Amen. It does something to me. It does something to my mentality. I'm talking about me. I'm not saying everybody. Okay, please. I'm not making this out of a doctrine. Okay, everybody say amen. It takes me out of my crowd mentality into a personal mentality where I can be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit and where the Spirit of God can really convict areas in my life without any distraction so that I can respond to Him. So that He can do the inner transformation that I need to. Because it takes a while for me to get through. Because my flesh, how many of you know your flesh like to blame and shame? I know good. That I have to work through all these emotions. I cannot work through it, all these emotions, when I have people telling me, hey, I want to eat or not. I want to eat meat pork or not. Down there, oh, very nice. Hey, then you just bring meat pork. Okay. Oh, that one. No. That's why Brother Willoughby, remember, he taught us, right? Especially when altar call, right? When you are getting people to come to the altar to pray, don't go toilet. You know why? No? One go toilet, the rest all go. You notice or not? I mean, ambassador, y'all notice. Altar call, like, yeah. One person go, then they say, oh, I also want to go. Then the conviction doesn't say strong. Yeah. I'm not saying that you are a bad person. Okay, like, I hope you see pastor always going to the altar. One. Are you with me? Because you know what? I need the Holy Spirit to convict me areas, and I need Him to work over me. Like. You know what I'm saying? I need to pray a bit more. Like. Sometimes I'm my mind all over the place. Like. My mind's trying to say, yeah, no good. Like. But then you have a brother that comes in and say, bro, thank you for responding. Let me pray for you. And together we agree. Power. You hear me now? Yes. The more you're struggling with faith, the more you need to come. You wave your hand at pastor. You know, I get very concerned. A lot of you never come and ask me for prayer. Why? The Bible says you call for the elders to pray for you. I thank God for the old timers. They call me over the phone, pray for my wife. Pray. Nowadays, bole. The younger one, don't know do what. Can you pray? Can you just lay your hands on? Pastor, I'm struggling. Can you just pray? I seldom hear that. Could it be your greatest deliverance is when I pray for you? I'm not saying that I'm super spiritual. Please, don't answer. Because I just obey God's word. Call for the elders to pray. James, are y'all with me? A lot of strongholds I've seen broken. when there's a laying of hands. And please don't lay hands suddenly on anybody. The scripture says so. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Are y'all with me here today? Amen. And then also, there's another thing that happens, you know, when the Holy Spirit empowers us, it overcomes our desire to live a righteous life. As Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 says, I say, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. That's why we have prayer meetings. If you are online, I understand. Walk in the Spirit, because by default, if you are not walking, you fulfill your lust of the flesh. All you need to do, which means the peril, the New Timothy version say this, as long as you do nothing, you will live by the flesh. That's why we have mental wellness classes. We have more classes coming up because we want you to walk in the Spirit. You know, please, you know, I scared leh that nowadays, right, that y'all don't pick up the Bible and read. I was so encouraged that you did one devotion, you know, you put it in Instagram. Praise God. Thank you. That you take ownership of your spiritual walk leh. Don't wait until someone feed you leh. My goodness, some of us are don't even aware leh, that we all do so much work of the kingdom that we don't get nourished ourselves leh. Yeah. Amen. You ask me what book? I tell you what book. King James Version. Bible. What book is good? Bible. What good Bible? What book is good? John Bevere got any new book? Jesus Christ wrote a book. It's called the Bible. Know the author. Spend time with the author by understanding his thoughts. Amen. Because the once you know his thoughts, you hear his voice correctly. Amen. Amen. You know, there's a lot of voices come to our head. One, a lot of voices. Eh? How many of you know one another? Sometimes to hear God's voice very chum. Especially after you watch Netflix. And then you see drama. A lot of Korean. By the way, you know, I was looking at Korea. I say, oh, where all the beautiful girls are? You know what? It's a drama. That's why they put all the beautiful ones there. So it's a drama, mama. Be careful. Amen. You need to spend time with God. You need to ask yourself. You need to lock yourself in the room. God, I need to know you. Just imagine this with me. You're going to die. You know when die, people think God one. You know if they rope you in a theater, right? Your wife say bye-bye. Kiss your forehead. Then you go inside cold eh, with the pajamas. I don't know why the pajamas so nothing one eh, naked. Then the thing cold one eh. Like see lang like that, you know, like this is a gauge, you know, and it's a scary thing leh. Then you know what? If the doctor tell you 50-50 chance you will survive. The next thing either you open your eyes, you heaven, or you die. Leh. Or worse still, hell. So I have to ask myself, don't wait until, you, just because you go church. I say this again, this illustration will help. Just because you go McDonald's doesn't make you a burger. You need to walk with God yourself. You need to take ownership and say, this is what I do. I literally have to put a chair in front of me and talk to God. Because I ADHD. I need a physical thing. But when I super zoom in, I zoom in. God, why you like that, huh? Why are you like that? I start to inquire of the Lord. Inquire of the Lord daily. And it becomes so real to me. You know, the world is trying to distract you, taking you, my friend, hear me now. When was the last time you heard from God? When? If that is not your goal, you need to make that your goal. Yeah. Amen. Could it be that we are so stubborn and set in our ways that we don't want to hear from God? That's why God stops talking. You're living. The Spirit of God is living inside you. That's what the scriptures say. Leh. Proximity doesn't mean intimacy. Leh. Amen. And here's the one thing that I'm afraid of. Lord, the scripture says, oh, a lot of people will go to him on the last day. He says, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. You know what he say or not? That means these people were in ministry. Eh? I cannot imagine those people that are not in ministry how. Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. workers of the department. Do you know that it's a horrible thing to fall in the hands of an angry God? Amen. I mean, yes. Church should be talking about mercy. Amen. God is merciful. However, there's a place that we can become, that we can come hardened, which I'm going to be talking about it. Amen. Okay? The third thing that we do when we are sensitive to the Spirit is the empowerment for His service. Amen. That there are times you see, Pastor, there are so many times you say, Pastor, you go all over the place. I need to, because the Spirit is leading me. And then there are times where I have to interject certain things, and that y'all don't know this. They will call me up. That was the answer that I really needed. I can lecture you, 10 points. I go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Amen. Nobody get ministered. Because when I come here, that's not my focus. I'm trying to be led by the Spirit. Amen. There are things that people are struggling with. There are miracles that is waiting to happen. I want to step aside and let God do it. If you want to go lecture, you go talk to, what's the name? Jordan Peterson. Is it, what, Jordan Peterson? He's a good speaker, man. If some of you don't know who he's just a good debater. Amen. He's so interesting. Amen. Okay. But if you want to hear God's ministering to you, you got to be open to the Spirit. Amen. That's why it's so important. During the service, there are times where I call out things. When I call out things, and then it says that, okay, I don't know why, but someone's struggling in faith, someone needs healing and this. But you also got to be careful. Some people, right, they go and lead them into their own ministry and not the Lord's ministry. And it's going to be very, very careful. You have to be very careful. That's why I appreciate, right, the man of God that comes here. Whenever they give a word to you, they come and check with me. Because I'm the shepherd. I have seen people, right, that have go to the pulpit and abuse the pulpit, and then to the point, right, that they make them follow them instead of the shepherd. Amen. Also, another thing that the Holy Spirit help us is fostering unity and community. The Holy Spirit plays a very critical role in fostering unity with the body of Christ. Being sensitive to the Spirit, believers maintain the unity of the Spirit. Amen. We need to maintain the unity of the Spirit. And then another point that is really very important is the discerning of spiritual realities. Amen. We need to be discerning. Amen. There are some things that I don't know. When someone comes in and stuff like that, I can feel things. And I also can feel that you are trying to block your spirituality towards me. You can block or you can be open. There are some people that are so easy to minister because they are open. But there are some people that say, what my little kwa? They are here but not here. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. There are some people filled with bitterness that you can feel. Amen. There are some people who are not open in the Spirit. There are some people say, not ready. How many of you ever come and say, not ready? I tell you, I'm very strange. Maybe sometimes, right, when people come to me, I'm very straightforward because I don't have time. You come to me, I tell you what's your issue. I'll pray with you then. Sister Willoughby was telling me this. If people want to come to see, I remember this. Sister Willoughby on her dying bed. I say, Tim, I'm going to die anyway. So tell the people, if you want to come, I'll be straight. It's because she don't fear death anymore. When you don't fear death, you just say it. The last words are the most important words. Amen. I'm not going to waste time with you. You want to live for God, let's get serious. This is a church that we are serious about the work of God. Come on, everybody say praise the Lord. Do I want you to be blessed? Yes. But not at the expense of your relationship with God. Amen. I'll say that it is. If you are in trouble, I'll tell you it's in trouble. You will know that you are in trouble because you see it in my face. Sometimes I say, God, you know, if I'm too friendly with somebody, right, they won't take it as seriously. You know, Brother Edmund. Sometimes I say, God, can I just project project your opinion. And you have to put fear in people. One, fear is a motivator. Amen. I mean, for instance, when I discipline AV, I cannot smile. She will not take it seriously. And when I rebuke you, I cannot. Then say, hey, Pastor laughing and what at the same time. So what's the intensity like? Amen. Amen. Everybody say praise God. So again, the Bible does talk about obey those who have a rule over you. Don't cause grief to those that are your authorities. Okay? Here comes a very, very important part that I want to talk about, but maybe tomorrow, next week, I will talk about this, that about how I sensitize myself to the Spirit. But I also want to talk about first, how we desensitize ourselves. Amen. Are y'all ready for this? Because if you know how to desensitize, you know how to sensitize. Okay? Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 to 8 tells us, therefore the Holy Spirit says, today, if you were hear His voice. Do not harden your hearts in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness. Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1 to 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. For there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, O house of tabernacle of joy, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord. Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of tabernacle of joy. Amen. Again, this illustrates a very, very powerful word picture about how God is constantly wanting to mold us. Everybody say amen. You know, it is a talking about, if God wants to talk to Jeremiah about his issues with house of Israel, go to the potter's house. Go there and see, I'm giving you a word picture. And you must understand, right, that the clay must be malleable. The clay cannot be hardened. Because if you are hardened, God cannot do anything to you. Amen. That you are stuck in your ways. And one of the things that the Bible says is that hear the word of the Lord. You know, when the Bible says hear the word of the Lord, you put the word obey the word of the Lord. Because hear and obey are the same thing. Okay? That means, you know what? It's not only to be hearers of God's word, is must get ready to obey God's word. Why don't obey God's word? Because the first thing will happen is you harden your heart. Wow. Wow, hardened heart. See, my heart hardened, man. Well, when was the last time you hear conviction or you see I'm conviction or you stop the ears? Amen. Are y'all with me? Praise God. Are y'all with me? Some people want to see I'm God's word, eh? Might say, just accept it. God is true. And I'm a liar. Everybody say, but, take ownership. Take ownership. Might say, accept it. Let God do. Because you know what? A hardened heart is hard. You know what God does with hardened heart? You know, the Bible says the ground is hardened. You know what God does with it? You're the one in my life. Everybody say my life. You know what God does with hardened heart? Earthquake. My tear law, then tear become bigger law. At first, pastor called my tear, ball called my tear. All the one to listen, then bo pian law. God lets an earthquake come and soften you law. Then sometimes say, why, God? You dare to ask why? You know the answer, says the Lord. But you have not responded to me. You know what you did wrong. Don't act like you some kind. Don't listen, listen. You know the scripture says what? Sacrifice. You know what the scripture says? Obedience is obey. To obey is better than. I tell you what we human beings say. Hey, but I did this day. Still doesn't take you off the hook. Huh? It's just like this. You go and punch your brother and kick your sister. Hey, I get 100 marks, my PSLE. See me, Daiji. PSLE, so what? 100 marks. You beat your what? Brother and sister, you also get punishment. That's what we do. We think that. But you know what? If God addresses an issue, right, don't throw him. I'm not a bad person. Nothing bad has happened to me. Hey, Please, listen. Listen to me. It is mercy. That's why things haven't happened to you yet. But you carry on this way, you harden your heart this way. I'm telling you this. I've seen it in my own eyes. That's why the Bible says, fret not over evildoers. He says, fret not over evildoers. The time will come where I will reveal. You know what we do or not? I tell you what we do. We are like little children. Not fair. You know, like when I discipline my children, not fair, JJ can do it, why I cannot do it? How many of you heard that before? Amen. Not fair, nothing happened. You wait, Lord. Something will happen. Because the Bible says this, wow, this is a hard one for you to follow. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Wow. So what does it mean to you that person never get punished? So what does it mean to you? That justify for your disobedience? Is that a justification for your disobedience? Just because no lightning strike, the guy go, let's say, you know, folks, don't mistake God's patience for his tolerance. Amen. Everybody say amen. Again, we have to be careful. You know, this process of hardening is you know, if less exposed and unattended, it begins to harden. Initially, the process is gradual, almost, but gradually, but eventually, it will harden. When you come to church, you don't respond. When you come to church, you still harden. You don't just dig a little bit more. You kick yourself and say, don't get out of the presence of God. You know what? I'm not moved yet. That the only time you fast is when pastor asks you to fast. That you don't fast for your individual soul. That you don't fast to maintain that spiritual sensitivity. That you come and you're wondering, how come I can't feel the move of God? What do you do the whole week? If you sow in the flesh, then of course you must wait until the last song, then one tear come out. The people who are in tune, first song play, never the first song you come here. Like when I come here, I say, God, I miss you. When I walk in, I feel him. How you tune yourself? Amen. Really, you know, the Bible is true. Everybody say amen. And if we are not careful, right, hardening don't just happen overnight. It happens slowly. And slowly. Amen. You know, again, our hearts can become spiritual hardened when we start to question this, question that. Is this important? Is that important? You know what? Let me ask you this question. Someone asked me this. A kid asked me, why, huh? God, huh, doesn't give men four legs. How to answer? I say, he's sovereign, no? Can God give you a command and say, I'm sovereign? Do I need to tinkle your logic in order for you to obey? That means you worship your logic. Do I need to tinkle it? Why God created male and female? Why no 50 genders? My answer, he is God. If I have to convince you, then you know what? Let me hear me now. Christianity is an evidence religion, not a proof religion. How many of you see Jesus? How many of you see Sir Stamford Raffles and you still believe him? But we have evidence. Amen. Because with evidence, then you can have faith. Because without faith, it's impossible. If I can prove that God exists, it requires no faith. Amen. Some people say, prove God to me. No, I can't. I only believe something that you can prove to me. Really? You believe in Sir Stamford Raffles? You believe in air, you cannot see it. You believe in love and you cannot see it. Amen. So we got to be very, very careful how we deal with God. Amen. Everybody say praise God. Come on, everybody say praise God. again, you know, there are things that I want to talk to you about that is very crucial about things that I was taught as a Christian when I was growing up. It's like the concept of grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit. It's not much talked about today. But the Bible talks about it. The grieving the Holy Spirit can occur in various such ways as persistent sinning, harboring unforgiveness, sowing discord. You will harden your heart. Hear me now. Be careful. Amen. It's like how many of you know that, you know, you have children living in your house and maybe they are not living in the way they should. They you know, what we say in a Hokkien term is kek sim. Amen. I like that. I like the term, aya ting kek sim. How many of you know what I'm talking about? When you see your children, you know, disrespecting you. Huh, brother, Kiao, I know that you never go through this. But that you become very kiksim. Some of us make God kiksim. Sometimes I say, Lord, I go to prayer, I speak Hokkien, wah, be tahan, God, very kiksim. Then God tell me, say, now you know how I feel. What kik? Look, kik, what plan, sim? I was like, oh. And like, you can grieve the Holy Spirit to the point that it affects your intimacy with God. A habitual sin, you know, or you act blur, or you take things for granted, you know, entitlement. You ask, okay, parents, what makes you kick sim? Entitlement. What makes you kick sim? Well, guess what? What makes you kick sim make God kick sim? And you got to ask yourself, Lord, what have I given you grief? And we can grieve the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is living right here. You need to know the three big O's in our life. Like, God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. The three O's. And the three O's are living inside of you. Before you look here, hear me now. Before, God knows your motive already. Before you even say it, God knows everything about you. Like, you know what I realize? You be wise. You just tell God everything. You know, I tell God, Lord, I don't believe this is true. Help me. You are sovereign, but my desire is not there. Change my desire. Help me. Or maybe, Lord, show me why this is true. Amen. Everybody say praise God. Again, you know, another thing that we can do about quenching the Holy Spirit is ignoring spiritual promptings. When God asks you to do certain things for somebody, oh, God asks you to start a conversation with somebody, say, my la, you argue with God, you can stop him. When God prompts you in the service, you know, it's very funny. That's why I tell people, now, when you talk about giving, right, you give immediately, because after that, right, when you leave that door, God arguments, right? Yeah, well, did I hear from God or not? Did I hear from God? You know, when giving, you start to give immediately. You know, that's spiritual promptings. Otherwise, you can quench his spirit, or you neglect your gifts. And another way is you reject biblical truth. Amen. Everybody say praise God. Again, the consequences of a hardened heart is like, you know, you are here but not here. You are not 100% getting into it, because guess what? Your heart is hardened. That's why there's some people say, I don't feel God anymore. Guess what? What have you done? Because the Bible word is true. If we draw nigh to him, first of all, we like to use the word, we draw nigh to him and he will draw nigh to us. But we never see the other verse. He says, submit to God, resist the devil. And we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. You must do two other things first. Submit to God so that you get the power and the authority to resist the devil. Then you can enter in. If I draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to me. He will fill you up. Amen. Are you with me here today? You know, there are times where you're going to ask God, I feel you are so close, but not close. It's not like before. Come on. You know what I'm talking, Lord, it's not like before. And there's a time where we're going to be talking about it. We're going to do a manifest where we just pray the whole day and find that voice of God in our lives again, that we need to take away our busy schedule and just give God that attention that he needs. Amen. I think that is so important. Amen. Everybody say praise God. Are y'all with me? Praise God. Are y'all with me? Amen. That these are little things that we do. We can harden our hearts. Amen. That's why, no, don't reduce. God never came for religion. God came for relationship with you. Don't reduce it that, you know what, I do my thing, he do his thing. You know, in our houses right now, I realize that there's no true harmony. Okay, you say, okay, let's go have a meal together, but there's no harmony one. You sit down there, don't talk about things, you know, things that really matter. I really want harmony. I really don't want, and harmony is not talking about the important issues. Amen. Are you with me? That when I want to marry somebody, I want to share everything. Man. Not that, okay, you pay the PUB bills, you pay this, and you pay that, pay this, pay this. I thought we put everything in the lump sum one. Where's the intimacy? Amen. You know, when I look at my DBS account, my wife also can look at the same DBS account. Hello? Where's the intimacy? Amen. And likewise, sometimes we treat God in our relationship, I'm not a bad person. You know what? It is so easy to fall back to your habits rather than relationship to Jesus Christ. Because it's the easiest thing to do. Amen. Relationship, you got to work at it. Amen. So, okay, what's the time now? You all want me to cover how do I become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit? There is 8 points. But I can go through fast. First point, number one. There must be, number one, spiritual awareness and spiritual awakening. Everybody say praise God. I never asked you. Oh, sorry. Amen. There must be a spiritual awakening. First of all, you know what? You need to be born again. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus answered, most surely I say unto you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Okay, Acts chapter 2:38 tells us, then Peter said, repent and every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You need to have the Holy Spirit to be spiritually sensitive. You need to have the receiver, not just the transmitter. Amen. Okay, so once you establish that, you move on to the next one. Number one, here we go. Single-minded dedication. Amen. You see, when you chase after a tsabo, okay? When you chase after a girl, you cannot have chased 3 girls. You got to be single-minded. Amen. Otherwise, the girls will all beat you up. You got to be single-minded. You got to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Single-minded means what? Ownership. Nobody can leave the faith for you. Single-minded, you take ownership, you take some risk. Amen. Are you all with me? Single-mindedness. That means, you know what? It is all I want you to know. You lock yourself in the room and be single-minded and not be distracted at all. This generation, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants to distract you from TikTok. He wants to distract you from YouTube. He wants to distract you from social media so that you have so much time, then you look at your screen time. Have you ever looked at your screen time and check how much time you spend on social media? If you were to spend those time on social media, why won't you spend time with the maker, the author, and the finisher of your faith, the one who created you, the great I am, the one that takes center stage is Jesus Christ. He wants to appear before you and say, I'm real. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. You got to be single-minded. Everybody is single-minded. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. One moment you say, I love God. One moment you do and behave another way. Amen. Please, stay focused. Look at your neighbor, say, stay focused. Number two, here comes another one. Separation from the world. You know, the Apostle John warned us, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. We shall not from the Father, but from the world. To be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we must live holy and not worldly. Amen. Let me repeat again. We must live holy and not worldly. You say, Pastor, is it wrong to have sports when they become your obsession? Good things can become bad things. Children can be your idol if you're not careful. Your jobs can be your idol if you're not careful. Holy means I set myself apart. You know, it means what? Basically, it's just like Sam, you know, Brenda. Yeah, you know, that means he looked at Brenda and said, wow, this one I want to marry. He separate himself from all other relationships. Amen. He separate himself and say, only you and you alone, I will give myself to you. That's what separation looks like. Amen. Another word for separation is also fasting. Amen. That you say, God, you matter me to me more than anything, and your separation will be tested when God take away that thing and see how you react. Amen. Separation is key to your sensitivity. You are focused. You are separated. Then move on to number three. When you're talking about separation, you will have always sacrificed one. Amen. If Sam don't sacrifice his time to go out with Brent, xiao liao. If Tam don't sacrifice his resources, Brent can forget about it. Amen. Sacrifice of your time and your resources. And here comes another one that is very powerful. Number four, surrender submissively. I say again, surrender submissively. Some people surrender because bo pian. I have to surrender because the guy is a bigger force. No, God doesn't want that. God wants you to say, hey, I surrender because of love. Perfect love casts away fear. That I willingly do this. Because you know what? You're worth it all. Then we sing the song, you're worthy of it all. Something like that. Anyhow, sing. You know, you're worthy of it all. You know what? You're worth it, man. Lord, to give you everything is worth it, man. Because that the scripture says, present yourself as living holy, living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, because this is your reasonable service, because we cannot outgive God. Amen. So then after that, we talk about it. After we surrender submissively, then God does his inner work. We are sanctified in our minds. Amen. That's what mental wellness does. Amen. That we got to train ourselves cognitively. That now, after God does all these things in me, he starts to put new desire. Then I've got to take responsibility to renew my mind. That I have to do some renovation. Amen. Okay, this thinking go. This thinking go. This selfish thinking go. Amen. You sanctify your mind. Amen. Then after you sanctify your mind, you move on to the next one. Again, I love this one. It's so important. You know, it's to serve with a servant's heart. Amen. Let me tell you what. People serve with their agendas. Oh, Lord. You know what? You got to serve with a servant heart. Don't serve because you want a title. Don't teach a Bible study because I want to be known as the great and mighty teacher. Oh, don't serve because, you know what, you're more, available bachelor. Serve without any hidden condition. Amen. Servant's heart is so important. Humility will open opportunity. Hear me there. Humility will open. And then here comes another one, number seven, sow in the spirit. You know, again, develop your sensitivity. We must sow in the spirit to please the spirit. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, whoever sows in the sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows in us to please the spirit, from the spirit will reap eternal life. You know, how do we sow the spirit? We read the word. We get ourselves involved. We get ourselves involved in mission trip. We get ourselves involved. We get ourselves involved in activities that will lead us to the spirit. Are you with me? You know, basically, you position yourself. You know, if you cannot hear my voice, right? What do? You position yourself near to the speaker. Okay, let me say this again. How many of you are need Wi-Fi one? Especially you go mission trip. The first thing I do is say, Wi-Fi one. So, you know what they say? If you want Wi-Fi, you position yourself next to the router. The signal becomes very strong. Amen. Are you positioning yourself so that you can hear God's voice? God is wanting to speak, but all these distractions, the more you tasted the goodness of God, the more you want to position yourself where the speaker is to hear his voice. Amen. Are you positioning yourself? That's why at church, we try to become a hub. We try to give you, sometimes, right? Sometimes land wire better. We lay hands on you. Amen. Sometimes a physical. Now, let me tell you something. There is no internet that is faster than a wire internet. Which means what? Wireless, not very accurate, but wire. That's why gamers play wire. Sometimes two wire. I have two wires in my house, in my internet. Why? Because I want faster, ma. Right? You know what? We can have five wires. It's called fellowship, prayer, worship. The more the merrier. The more you get a connection with God faster. Accountability. Amen. So I ask people this question. You know why your signal so weak or not? You know why or not? Because number one, you wireless, you position yourself somewhere. And don't tell me, right? You come to me and say, I can't feel God. I ask you, where are you positioning yourself with? What attitudes in your heart that you can hide? You know what? Let me tell you something. All of us can hide our attitudes. I will go through the list, right? Just like I will troubleshoot you. Oh, like the Singtel person come ask. I say, okay, where you position your router? Oh, this router, of course, so many walls. You must position yourself here. Okay, which one? Wi-Fi 6 or what? Did you upgrade yourself in your new operating system, which is deny yourself? You know why we don't listen to God? We blame the church. You know, the church always get it. We blame the church. We blame people. We blame this. Let me tell you something. Nobody can take your walk with God. If they can take away your walk with God, then this whole deal of Christianity is so weak. The Bible says He make you a temple that you will worship in. Now is the time where true worshipers can worship Him in spirit, which is Wi-Fi, and truth, which is land. The Bible. Amen. Come on, are you with me? That now is the time. You don't need to go to a temple. You can go to your toilet and bathe and you start praising God and you start to feel Him. Oh, I feel a little bit of God. So, but the thing is this. What you desire, you pay for it. Okay, let me give you an example. I don't know whether y'all know this, right? Singtel, you can have 1 gig or you can have 2 gig. 2 gig means 2 separate internet connection. If I want more speed, I pay for it. You want more speed where God will speak to you, then you need to pay. You need to get up in the morning and say, Lord, you know what? It's about a love issue. It's about how badly do you want Him to lead you? Some people, you know what? They want this. Okay, God, I do this, but let me do this my way. And then I'll do this. You know what? That kind of thinking will lead you to hardened hearts. Don't tell me. I mean, fine, you stay there, but don't tell me what I need to take out. Then after that, I say, God, but you say you give it all to me. So when I start doing a little bit of renovation, you make so much noise. You cry, Father, cry, Mother. I mean, I don't understand. You know, what's going on? You say, you are the Lord of my life. Doesn't this mean, you know, submitting yourself submissively? And then here comes another one that we all don't like. Huh? What makes us sensitive? Suffering for righteousness' sake. I didn't say suffering for slothfulness' sake. Huh? Some people are suffering because they disobey God. That is chastisement of the Lord. Some people are suffering because of His name's sake. You know, again, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 says, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. Such experience can deepen our reliance of the Holy Spirit and help us get into that true intimacy that is called the fellowship of suffering. Amen. That's how we become sensitive to the Lord. Are you all with me here? It's very practical. Amen. If you know what? I need God to come in. I'm making decisions about my life, making major decisions of my life. I don't need the world. I don't need any salesman to tell me whether I need it. I need God. I need to know whether this is the right decision. I need to know because if God is in it, I'm going to get the full backing of heaven. Amen. Praise God. Is this okay with you? You know, I hope that this has helped me because in these last days, you know, when maybe the day will come that we cannot even connect each other, we cannot even call each other to pray for us. You need to be your own. You need to take ownership and say, Lord, it's me and you right now. Nobody can talk to me now. It's just me and you. Lord, what must I do? My husband is sick. Do I need to get to that treatment? Do I need to do this? Lord, help me. I don't want to hear the voice of fear. I don't want to hear the voice of panic. I don't want to hear the voice of anxiety, but I want to hear your voice. I don't want to hear the voice of worry that is trying to prophesy over my life. I will stop that voice. How do you stop it? When you hear the voice of the Spirit. When you hear the voice of the Spirit, you stand by the word. Amen. This is the chief cornerstone. The cornerstone that the apostles and the prophets talked about. They point to this chief cornerstone and I will not be shaken. Amen. That's why I need to develop sensitivity. That's why I need to tune myself. I need to go to the altar place and just get rid of all those things. Harden of hearts. I say, God, there are sometimes I have to say, God, here's my heart. Give me a new transplant because He will give you a new heart. That's what the problem is, not what God wants to do. It's the problem is whether you want or not. Whether you want to maintain your heart or not. Because the Bible talks about guard your heart. Because God gives you a beautiful garden. And it's up to you, right? He's given you this relationship, but it's up to you to maintain it. Because God's kind of always nag at you. You know, God never nags at you, one. You notice God never nags at you. He's a gentle spirit. Do you know that at the altar call, God never says, has you come so many times, you never come. You know, has you clean your room, never clean. Wow, God never does that. But God is gentle. But if you keep on pushing Him away, you harden your heart and you will no longer hear His voice. Here's a question to you. Does my voice matter? Here's a question that God asks. Does my voice matter? If my voice matter, then you got to make room. Because you know what? When you walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil for your rod and your staff. Lord, if you are there, I don't have to fear. If you are there, I don't have to fear. When I go through tribulation times, hear me now, there's no guarantee of what's going to happen next week. And I'm not prophesying. But anything can happen. World War III can be in the breach. Things can happen like that. What we suddenly have, suddenly we taken away from us. But one thing they cannot take away, your relationship with God. Amen. They can take away your health. They can take away your children. They can take away your family. They can take away your spouse. But you know what? They cannot take away my walk with God. Amen. Are you with me here today? Why don't we stand to our feet? Amen. Let's reach out to the Lord right now. Can I have the musicians or the keyboardists come? Let's pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but today I just want to be awakened. Today I need to restart some of my transmitter and my receiver right now. I mean, there's no harm saying, God, Lord, my transmitter and my receiver, my router and my receiver has been so jammed up. But Lord, I ask right now. Come on, can we just leave our hands all over this place right now before I ask you to come? Amen. All over this place. Father, your spirit is here. Come on, just pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment. Let's attune ourselves to His spirit. He's a gentle spirit. Come on, just lift your hands all over this place and focus in right now. Just focus in right now. Push away all distraction. Push away justification. Push away blame. Push away shame. Come on, just push those things, Father. You came, Lord, that I can have that sense with you, Father. Come on. Lord, I remember the day when I can sense your presence when you begin to speak. I remember the day, God, when I, so easy for me, Jesus, God, to feel your sweet presence. And I remember the day, God, when I'm on my knees and I say, Lord, take this not away from me. I remember the joy that comes having that relationship with you. I remember the day when I say, Lord, I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. I sang songs, Lord, that said, I just want to be where you are in your presence. That was my whole agenda of my life, Father. But Lord, I ask God right now, come on, just leave your hands. Forgive us if we make our blessing our idols. Forgive us, God, if we make our problems, God, our idols. Lord, that instead of surrendering it to you, we surrender to our problems. We surrender to our lust. We surrender to our flesh. Forgive us. Forgive us, God. Right now, forgive us, oh Lord, that Lord, I've allowed things to fester in my heart. Lord, I've allowed things like Lord to harden my heart and not trust you. I've used logic instead of total obedience. Father, right now, come on, just leave your hands all over this place. Lord, come on, just leave your hands. God wants to reveal himself here. Here's my heart of stone, Father. Here's my heart of stone. Come on, just give it to God right now. God, and I'm asking you today. I've been a stubborn, rebellious person. I want to do only what I want to do. And God, I'm asking you, God, to forgive us because, God, I've not trusted you. Lord, I don't want you to be so close, but so far. The ironic thing is that you can be in me, but not through me. I'm asking you, Jesus, to forgive me. I'm asking you, Jesus, to help me. God, this is not a prayer of commitment, but God, this is a prayer, God, and at least, God, help me. Give me that desire to open that door. Those doors, God, that I've kept shut. To those doors that I'm afraid of what I need to do. Lord, I cannot guarantee, Lord, right now that I have the strength to deal with it. But God, at least, God, I'm asking you, Jesus, to work with me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me, God. Don't leave me. Oh, don't leave me, God. I'm weak. I'm weak, oh God. I admit I cannot trust my flesh. And so many times I try and I come to the place, God, where I felt, Lord, that I've disappointed you time and time again, God, and I don't want to deal with it, oh God. I don't want to deal with it. So I humble myself, Lord. Help me. Have mercy. I'm a sinner, Lord. I'm a sinner today, God. Help me, Jesus. Oh God, let your mercy not depart from me. Come on, just leave your voice. The altar is open right now. If you want to open your heart right now to the Lord, come. Come right now. No one is judging you. No one is judging you, but here, get beyond that crowd and come forward right now. Lord, break everything inside of me, will you? Lord, please be gentle with me, God. The Lord is not here to condemn you. The Lord is drawing you. The Lord is drawing you. Father, right now, draw. Come on, draw. Lift up your hands and say, God, here I am. Lord, here I am. God, I want to hear your voice. Among the people of the world, I want to hear your voice. God, condition my heart right now. Oh God, that you will grant me, God, right now, God. Come on, Lord. Here, Lord, here is the issue. I am the issue, oh God. Some of us have never had a walk with God, so I encourage you right now. God is not here to tear you down. Invite him into your life. Lord, all the dark recesses of my life, you know. Shine the light, Father. Shine the light. Come on, church, you're doing good. Come on, just lift up your hands and worship right now. Lord, help me be sensitive to the leading of your spirit. Conflicting areas, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender to you right now, God. I want to be remaining sensitive to the leading of your spirit, oh God. I want to be single-minded. Haraka, whatever you want me to do, God, that's your call, God, right now. Haraka, Sana. I bind that spirit of fear. I bind that spirit of fear. I bind that spirit of fear. Come on, bind that spirit of fear. Haraka, Sayana. Father, right now in Jesus' name. Come on, church. Why don't we just leave your hands right now? Lord, be unto me according to thy word. Come on, church. The Spirit is here. The Spirit is touching you. Come on, church. You're doing good. Come on. Just lift up your hands, Lord. All I want to hear is your voice. Come on, the Lord is here. The Lord is here. And Lord, your voice can calm the storm. Lord, your voice can bring assurance. Your voice, God, is all that I want to hear. Bless my brother today, God. Lord, I pray, God, for Wilson right now in the name of Jesus. That you are with him. That you will never leave him, Lord, right now. Enough, Father. I don't want you just to be proximate with me. I want you to have an intimacy with you, that I know you, Lord, like a friend. I know you. Can we just leave our hands in worship right now? I don't want you to beg for forgiveness. I want you to know that God is here. He's ready to forgive you. He's already forgiven you. I want you to just receive all that he has for you. I want you to receive a new mind. I want you to receive a new desire. Don't beat up yourself. God never intended for you to beat up yourself. But God intended for you to draw near to you. Come now, church. By the blood of the Lamb, let's come boldly before the throne of grace. Today, Jesus, I come boldly. Today, Jesus, I come as a rightful heir. Today, I come as a rightful heir, God. Lord of the New Testament covenant. Come on, forgiveness is available. Mercy and grace is available. Father, by the authority and the name of Jesus, I release grace right now. The Spirit is moving. Come on, church. The Spirit is moving. Do not be afraid of just exchanging your heart. The great exchange is here. Can we just leave our hands all over this place right now? Father, I love you. Father, I love you, Jesus. Let my heart remain sensitive to the leading of your Spirit. Amen. Can we just lift our hands one more time and worship the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Come on, just worship him for a moment right now. You deserve all the praise. You deserve all the glory. You take center stage of my life, Father. Speak, oh God, every day in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's clap our hands one more time to the Lord. Turn to somebody on your left and your right and say, it is good to be a child of God. Amen. Amen. Shall we just together with our hands lifted up, Father, we worship you. Father, we are so glad that you are loving, Father, that never forces his way, God, that you always honor our choices. But today, Lord, before we leave, God, I choose you. I choose your voice over my life. Be unto me according to thy word, Lord. May the hands of the Lord be over every one of your people in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. Why don't you shake hands with somebody and be friendly? God bless you.